The 28th of April 2023. My name is Perry and this is Ghostman Horror Tale S episode number 1. Let's get to it with today's topic, horror story. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors. So please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot Door AI. As the sun sets and the moon rises, the world transforms into a different place. A place filled with creatures of the dark and mysteries yet to be discovered. In this world, horror lurks around every corner, waiting to prey upon those who dare to venture too far into the unknown. Horror stories have been around for centuries, with tales of monsters, ghosts, and supernatural beings filling books and movies alike. But what is it that makes a horror story so terrifying? Is it the fear of the unknown? Or is it the underlying message that lies beneath the surface? Perhaps it's the thrill of being scared that draws so many people to the horror genre. There's something addictive about the adrenaline rush that comes with a good scare, as if you're living on the edge of danger without ever putting yourself in harm's way.
But not all horror stories are created equal. Some rely on cheap jump scares and gore to shock their audience, while others delve deep into the human psyche and explore the darker side of humanity.
One of the most iconic horror stories is Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, a classic novel that still holds up to this day. It explores the dangers of obsession and the ethics of scientific experimentation, shining a light on the potential consequences of playing God. Psycho, by Robert Bloch, is another horror story that has stood the test of time. The iconic shower scene alone is enough to send shivers down your spine, but what makes this story truly terrifying is the underlying message of the dangers of repressed desires and the consequences of ignoring your inner demons.
Of course, horror stories aren't always about literary classics and iconic movies. They can be found in the everyday events of life as well. The fear of losing a loved one, or the fear of the unknown that arises when you move to a new city are all examples of how horror can be found in the mundane.
But where does the fascination with horror come from? Perhaps it's a way for us to confront our fears and anxieties, to put a name to the darkness that lies within us all. By exploring the horrors of the world around us, we can better understand ourselves and the world we live in.
Or maybe it's simply a way for us to escape from the monotony of everyday life. Horror stories allow us to indulge in our darkest fears and imagine a world where anything is possible, where the monsters under the bed really do exist. Whatever the reason, there's no denying the power of a good horror story. It can leave us shaken and terrified, but it can also leave us with a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world we live in. So the next time you find yourself wandering down a dark alleyway or exploring an abandoned house, remember that the greatest horror stories can be found in the most unexpected places.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Perry and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Ghostman Horror Tale S and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.